Three Steps Towards Devotion to Rama's Lotus Feet, by Krishna's Mercy.
Binu satsang na harikatha tehin binu moh na bhag. Moh gaye binu rampad hoi na drid anurag.
Quote, without satsang, it is not possible to hear harikatha. Without harikatha, it is not possible to be free from delusion. Without being freed from delusion, it is not possible to have determined devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Rama. Dohavli 132.
1. Satsanga. Sangha refers to association or meeting. Sat is the truth or that which lasts beyond the temporary manifestations visible within a material creation. The way of life for realizing this truth, for keeping it within the consciousness, is also sat. The people following such a path are also known as sat. There is a distinction between sat and asat. Due to ignorance, we tend to follow asat. This is the inclination from the beginning of life, after emerging from the womb. Just as we require assistance in learning to read and write, so the true purpose of education is to break the interest in asat and create constant association with sat. 2. Harikatha. These are discourses about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known by the name Hari. This is not the only name, but one that tends to refer to the personal side, as opposed to the all-pervading Avyaktamurtana.
Maya tatam idam sarvam. Jagad avyaktamurtina. Matsthani sarvabhutani. Na chaham teshva avasthita.
Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.4.
We hear Harikatha through satsanga. By associating with saintly people, who are known as sat or sadhu, we have the transfer of information. If we are running a relay race, we can only accept the baton from another participant. A machine will not carry the line forward. There has to be a living being, a force with life. In the same way, Harikatha passes through the generations in a descending process, from saintly people. When they meet with others, the association is known as satsanga. Without such meetings, it is not possible to hear Harikatha, which is like nectar to the ears. We have a tendency to gravitate towards stories. We want to hear what others are doing. The greater the person, the greater the interest. Who can be greater than God? Whose deeds can be more glorious? Whose life sketch can be more beautiful? Whose actions can carry more intrinsic value, in terms of both example and precept? 3. Removing delusion. The Sanskrit word is moha. This refers to delusion. An equivalent concept is illusory duality. As Bhagavad Gita explains, living beings are born into delusion through the dualities of acceptance and aversion.
Ichhadvesh samuthen dvandvamohen bharat. Sarvabhutani sanmoha sarge yanti paranta.
Quote, O scion of Bharata, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.27.
The duality is illusory, which means that it is not real. I consider one person to be a friend. This is because of what they do for me, the way they behave, what I can extract from their association. The person who is on the opposing side, who has qualities which are the opposite in terms of my benefit, is an enemy. The line is artificially drawn. The other person is the same in each situation. It should not matter how they treat me. The nature of my association with them has no bearing on their existence. It is merely duality, with temporary significance. To remove moha is not easy, but there is a worthwhile benefit on the other side. A person gains determination in their devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Rama, who is the same Hari. Ramakatha is the same in nature as Harikatha. They are essentially the same thing. There is no higher reward than this devotion. Goswami Tulsidas provides the sequence of steps in order that any person may reach this coveted destination. The beginning is satsanga. The saintly person might be so humble that they will not reveal the open secret that their timeless wisdom passed on in the form of written instruction is itself a form of satsanga. Despite their denials, the truth remains. From that satsanga flows harikatha. If a person simply hears on a regular basis, with attention, with an eye towards contemplation, with an open mind, then they will surely have their delusions removed. As His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains, when there is sunlight there is no question of darkness. Discussions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord are like the brightest light. The darkness of illusion stands no chance. When that moha dissipates, a person naturally gravitates towards God the person, in a mood of devotion that cannot be broken, even by all devouring time. In closing, even from all devouring time, not severing to find, since to lotus feet bound, from harikatha sound, by satsanga possible made, impression forever stayed. That suffering no more in delusion. Sitarama the beginning and conclusion.